Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. And thank you to those who are going to be joining us at the Gary Null Retreat for a week, starting August 2nd. It's going to be in Mineola, Texas, and a lot of the people that live in Texas will be able to just drive there and don't have to worry about TSA, etc. It's going to be at an Italian villa. Go to GaryNull.com and click on Gary's Family and Friends, and you can see the pictures of the villa. There's 77 pictures, at least, of the villa and the animals there and the people there, and it is going to be incredible. What I want to say to you is it turned my life around. Nothing has done what that event did, because it's everything thrown into one week. Come there prepared to get everything out of the week that you can. When he says not to talk and to think and what to think about, do it. Believe me, he knows what he's talking about. When he says to write in your journal, like for instance, I was telling some of the people, the first night we had an assignment. Now, I don't know if he'll do this again or not, but the first night assignment was write on how decluttering would make you feel better. Decluttering your house, your home, would make you feel better. I thought, what does decluttering have to do with getting well? It has a lot to do with getting well, listeners. There's other things than just taking the right supplements, eating the right food products, the whole food products. And again, we're so lucky to have his whole food products. They are a little pricey from the standpoint of buying stuff that has, you know, all kinds of fillers in it. You don't want the other stuff. You want total whole food products. And Gary's very proud of what he's created. And we drank it all day long down there. And you will, if you go down to the seminar, have access to that all day long. They have a dispenser machine. You just go fill up your glass and you've got it all day long. So it is going to be a full time. Yes, there is art therapy, which the people loved art therapy so much they wanted to come back more and more and do more during the day of art therapy. And they felt better as a result of it. Just doing the journaling on decluttering, people were in tears. They were feeling better by being able to say goodbye to things. I was telling some of the people, you know, think about this. When you die, when you see a hearse going down the street, you don't ever see a U-Haul behind it, do you? It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So decluttering as a means of being organized is so important. Boy, I need to take that one to heart. But I did talk to several of the people, and I apologize. I have not talked to Regina, to Sherry, David, Rich, Ed, and Michelle. And I will give you calls back today on that. We can only take a max of 40 people. And it is $2,000 per week. And it is one full week, ladies and gentlemen. And every night, you will have about 2 hours with Gary Null. He comes in, talks to us, gives us a seminar, and then answers questions. And, I mean, the guy is brilliant. He's written over 60 books. He knows the health of the body better than anybody I know. He really does. And he knows what to do naturally better than anybody that I know. So if you want to go to his website, you can listen to PRN.com, Progressive Radio Network. He owns that. You can listen to his radio show every day from 12 to 1 on an app or on PRN.com. And you can get a taste of Gary Null and his incredible brilliance. I was just in awe of him, and I'm not often in awe of people, believe me. So those of you who called yesterday and left your phone number at the Power Hour, I'm sorry I didn't get back to everybody, but we've got such interesting people that listen to the Power Hour. I was just enthralled by talking to them. So I will call the rest of you back today, and then if you want more information, and if you want to be considered for this retreat, we want the cream of the cream there that really want to change their lives. Give us a call at 877-817-9829. Give us your phone number, your name, and I will call you back. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Ellen Brown will be joining us. You don't want to miss this on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Stay tuned. 3-minute break. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Today we're going to be talking to Ellen Brown, JD, Juris Doctorate. Ellen Brown developed her research skills as an attorney practicing civil litigation in Los Angeles. She's the author of 12 books. One of her most famous, of course, is Web of Debt, where she traces the history and evolution of the current private banking system. She shows how it has usurped the power to create money from the people themselves and how we, the people, could get it back. Ellen has written nearly 100 articles, I'm sure a lot more than that by now, and she's an inspiration and a thought leader behind the Public Banking Institute, where she serves as chairman and president. She graduated from UC Berkeley with degrees in law from the UCLA School of Law. And her website, publicbankinginstitute.org and webofdebt.com. Thank you so much, Ellen Hogson Brown, for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Thanks, Joyce.
It's a pleasure to have you join us, but not on the subject of the TPP, I got to tell you. I'm a little bit alarmed by this, and let me ask you the question. Are you alarmed by the TPP?
Quite alarmed, but we did have a win, from my point of view, yesterday when the Senate failed to pass fast track on it. The alarming thing about the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a trade agreement, not unlike WTO, etc., is that... It contains a provision called the Investor State Dispute Settlement.
Okay, let me ask you, are you on Skype right now? Are you doing Skype?
No, I'm on a headphone.
You're on a headphone. Okay, take the headphone off if you don't mind, because I can barely hear you. It's really cutting out badly, if you don't mind. If you can take the headphone off, let's see if we can get a better connection then, because I want to hear everything you've got to say. Okay, now try it.
Yeah. Okay, is that better?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to have to do that to you, but, yeah, otherwise we can't hear you. Okay, so the TPP, yes, they had a vote yesterday. It was a down vote. It is at least going to take away the fast track from this proposal, but it's not going to eliminate the TPP altogether. Is that correct?
Correct. So what's alarming about the TPP is that it contains something called the Investor State Dispute Settlement Mechanism, ISDS, which allows investors or big multinational corporations to sue governments if they pass legislation or have legislation that interferes with the profits, expected profits of these multinational corporations. So that could put the brakes on any sort of, well, really any sort of legislation. I mean, you don't even pass laws unless somebody's going to be prejudiced by them. So
okay, give us an example. And by the way, it's not good yet, unfortunately, in listening to you. We've got some problems, so we'll have to take care of the 20 after break. So bear with us, listeners. We'll try to get that taken care of.
Are you still there?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But the ISDS, translate how that would be. You said they can sue the government if there's any legislation that hurts their business. Give us maybe an example of how this might happen.
Well, for example, I think there was actually
That's not going to work.
Can you call me back and I'll just pick up the phone?
Okay. All right. Trevor, call her back if you don't mind. Yeah, we need to clear that up in advance of coming on the air. But, Trevor, go ahead and call her back, and we'll try to get Ellen Brown on. Now, the subject of TPP covers a lot of things, and people are only being allowed at one at a time to go down in the basement of the Senate building and look at this TPP. Are you kidding me? So what is this all about, and why the secrecy? Why is there secrecy? I mean, if they're going to do it to us, you would think they would just say, here's what we're going to do to you. But why the secrecy? I don't know what they're afraid of, and I don't know what they think might happen. I'd like to know what I think might happen, but we want to find out the extent to which the TPP is a problem for all of us. And I'm so interested in finding out about the supplement issue and how supplements are going to be related to the TPP. Okay, Trevor, do we have her back? We're really not having good luck here this morning. I'm sure. I apologize, listeners. Okay, Ellen, do we have you back?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. All right, let's see if this will work. All right, now, first of all, I should have asked you the question, what is the TPP? Because I know there are people riding around in their cars listening to this program that haven't heard of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So define as best you can what you think it means. I know it's confidential still. What the TPP is?
Well, it's yet another trade agreement like the WTO and NAFTA, in which supposedly it relieves trade barriers so that supposedly we can export more easily to other countries. But in fact, virtually all the trade barriers with the 12 countries that are in the TPP have already been lifted. The only major one is with Japan, and it's only got a 1.2%, I think, tariff, a very small tariff. So that's a bogus argument. And the problem is, of course, that for every dollar that we send abroad, they can send more dollars into the U.S. So it actually hurts our balance of trade. In other words, we wind up owing other countries more than they owe us, and we wind up with cheap products from abroad more than they wind up with cheap products from the U.S. So it actually does not help labor as it's being billed. And And who it really does help are the big multinational corporations. And the major way in which it does help these corporations is through something called the investor-state dispute settlement mechanism, which allows big multinational corporations to sue governments if they pass legislation which interferes with their expected profits. So that's going farther than other world or than other trade agreements. Other trade agreements have those ISDS provisions, but typically they were about, let's say you were an oil company that you had rigs set up in Venezuela, and Venezuela decided to nationalize their oil. Then you would get compensated for your rigs. Well, that makes sense, of course. You've built improvements there in reliance on their legal situation, and they changed the law. But now what they can do is a bank, for example, can sue for lost profits for regulations that limit what banks can do, just as one example. And there actually was a bank that, or investors in a bank that sued a country for not bailing out the bank when it went bankrupt, and therefore the investors lost profits. And the investors won. So that can happen.
Oh, my.
So there's no form of legislation, it seems to me, that doesn't step on somebody's toes. That's the reason you pass legislation. If everybody agreed it was a great idea, you wouldn't even need legislation. So it just hamstrings governments from doing anything that would benefit the people at the expense of somebody's corporate profits. So anything like environmental laws, labor laws, whatever, health laws, you know, something like it's something against things in your food, toxic things in your food, or GMOs, any of that sort of legislation. I mean, GMOs is a big obvious one. Monsanto can come in and sue and say, you have impaired our expected profits, and sue for billions of dollars. And the very threat of that will keep governments from passing new legislation, and they're liable to even change their old legislation.
Now, the TPP is is supposed to be thousands of pages long. It is being done in secret now. Only one, I guess, senator or representative can read it at a time in the basement of the building. And we're not allowed to see it, but the trade representatives are able to see it from the larger corporations. Why all the confidentiality? What do you think that is all about, or what are they afraid of if people find out the true and correct extent of the TPP?
Right. The confidentiality itself is reason to be suspicious of it. It's not only can only one person go in there, they can't bring their aides, they can't bring their typewriter, they can't make notes, they have to memorize. If they want to object to something, they have to memorize it, so they have to have a quite good memory. But the evident reason, there's no logical reason except that if the public had enough time to learn all the provisions, they would object to it and it wouldn't pass. And they feel that it's such an important deal, that's the argument, that they have to push it through quickly, and because that's the only way it will get through. And yesterday, the Senate failed to pass the fast track part of the legislation, and that looks like that could kill the deal. But the problem is that the Democrats who are in favor of the agreement, including Obama, of course, are now negotiating side deals with the Democrats who didn't vote for it in order to try to revive it. So it's not dead yet, but we did have a win yesterday. So it does show that public protest once in a while actually does some good.
Yeah, it does. And I don't know how many people are able to go to the bought and paid for, you know, Senate or House and actually get them to make a difference based on how many people don't want something or do want something. But anybody in their right mind can see that this is not good for the people of this country. It's good for the corporations. It is a trade deal of, by, and for the corporations and the countries, but not for the people. Now, we've heard all kinds of rumors that there are a lot of things involved in the TPP. And I want to talk about that after this four-minute break, because I'm concerned that the issue of supplements, according to Dr. Gary Null, when I talked with him, said supplements are going to be involved in the TPP, and I want to find out if you know anything about that. We'll be back with Ellen Brown after this four-minute break. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Joining us in the Power Hour today. I just quickly need to tell you that commercial you just heard for Extendovite, that is not promoted by the Power Hour. And unfortunately, that is the knockoff of Strauss Heart Drops. So that's why I do not promote it, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to know that. I don't want people to get confused. I don't want them to get angry at me because the commercial's on there. I don't have any control over these commercials. So just understand that is not promoted by the Power Hour, just so you understand, okay? Because we get lots of complaints from people saying, well, it's on your show, so I bought it, and it doesn't work, or whatever product doesn't work, and they get mad at me. So don't get mad at me. I don't have any control over that. We're talking to Ellen Brown today about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's all about non-transparency with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Why? The question is, what are they really going to do in this probably multi-thousand-page trade agreement that they don't want us to know about in advance? What might you speculate if you were to give us a hypothetical situation or speculate as to what might be in the TPP? What would you say, Ellen, that might be in there that would really upset the people? Do we have Ellen there? Okay. Not so good. We're not batting 1,000 today, that's for sure. But anyway, she's worth having on. She's an attorney, by the way, UCLA School of Law. And she is known for the book Web of Debt and her Public Banking Institute website, Public Banking Institute website. She's quite involved in trying to tell the people that we are in trouble financially in this country, and we better do something about it. And she's been trying to be on the solution end of this for a long time. And I really admire that. Anyone who is on the solution end, I totally, totally admire. Do we have Ellen back? Okay,
hello.
Ellen, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I can hear you very well.
Okay, all right.
I guess you just couldn't hear me.
Okay. No, I couldn't. Okay, the subject of their lack of transparency of the TPP, if you were to speculate, like I said in the question, if you were to speculate or hypothesize as to why they're being quiet about this or so careful to let anybody know any information about it, what would that be? What are you afraid or what are they afraid of happening? What might be in the TPP?
Well, they're afraid of people finding out what is in the TPP, and it includes all sorts of provisions that would either limit our ability to regulate big corporations, for example, with respect to health, that we can't regulate GMOs, we can't regulate labeling on foods and supplements, and that we have to lower our standards with respect to food and supplements in order to harmonize with the standards of other countries. And that's just one. For example, Philip Morris is bringing a lawsuit challenging cigarette labelings in one country, I forget where, and they can do that under the TPP. And the worst part is that they're not suing in our country, in our court system. They would be suing in these three-person tribunals, which are composed of corporate lawyers. They're not even like U.S. judges, which are theoretically independent and there for life and not part of the revolving door where they go in and out between corporations. But that's what these corporate lawyers do. They represent corporations, and then they sit on this panel for a while, and then they go back to representing corporations. So obviously they have a vested interest in ruling in favor of the corporations, and they're not even necessarily American. They're somewhere else in the world.
So what now, the part about the supplements, because we're all concerned about that, that's our ox getting gored there. What will it do you think? Because I don't know that anybody has the answer right now, but what would it potentially do to the issue of supplements and food?
Well, on the one hand, it protects patents, and it makes patent law stronger. And on the other hand, it prevents companies from... prevents municipalities or whatever, states, countries from passing legislation that requires certain labeling, certain standards in labeling. So you could wind up with products from Vietnam or Malaysia. I mean, not to put those countries down, but anyway, you could wind up with products that have inferior ingredients, and you won't know what's in them because they're not allowed. Labeling requirements are not allowed.
Okay, so it's an issue of labeling requirements is as far as it goes. And, I mean, that's bad enough. That's the whole deal right there. All right, we'll be back after this three-minute break. And I do want to take some phone calls. If you have specific questions on TPP that you would like to ask Ellen Brown, give us a call at 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
You're sitting. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world and then doing something about it. Silver is at 1720 and the Dow is up 35 points in the green after opening about an hour ago. We have a lot of specials at the Power Mall. I want to remind you, the seeds, getting your garden going, the Power Hour Seed Kit, organic heirloom seeds. These are the best of the best that you can buy. And I also want to remind you that we have included in a new pack of seeds, we have watercress. For the first time, it's very hard to find watercress. There's 250 seeds in this packet of watercress and a number of other items on edible roots kit that you can get from the Power Mall. Also, the newest product line, the red stuff, green stuff, and purple stuff that we have at the Power Hour, the Gary Null items. Let me just give you an example of what is in the Power Berry Blast. Noni, Hawaiian noni, strawberry, pineapple, guava, apple, orange juice, raspberry, mango, mangosteen, goji, cranberry concentrate, wild bilberry, green tea extract. I mean, on and on and on. These are whole food products because they will not be affected by the TPP if they're whole food and not supplements. And that's why they're in the whole food state. Then if you buy the green stuff, which is 20 vegetables and phytonutrients, including organic kale and barley grass. So when you don't have time to do your juicing and you want to get all the good stuff with wheatgrass in it, it's the green stuff. It comes with barley green juice, alfalfa leaf, broccoli, parsley, cabbage, kale, so many things in the green stuff. I mean, you could live off this stuff if you needed to. The whole idea is to get your nutrition from this and your calories from your good vegan food or whatever you eat. Hopefully it's some good vegetables and fruits. The red stuff is also available at the Power Mall, and you just mix a scoop of each one of these in water, and it tastes really good. Then the last one is the muscle stuff, vanilla. It is a pea protein, and it's excellent. I love it. You can put it in your oatmeal, put it in your cereal, put it in anything that you eat, and it not only gives a good flavor, but it also gives you the protein. So please take advantage of getting that at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, along with your Topperson. Try Topperson. You will not be disappointed. We're talking to Ellen Brown today, and the subject is the TPP. I'm going to be taking your phone calls. If you've got a question or comment for Ellen Brown, give us a call at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. Ellen, what do you think might be in there that we don't know about? You know, I'm trying to pin you down on some things that, because I want to know, and you don't have to be, you know, absolute correct or have evidence of it, but what do you fear is in the TPP that's making it so non-transparent?
Well, they do have specific regulations against, or sorry, specific provisions that would prevent regulating different big corporate interests. My particular interest is that, well, I wrote 10 books on alternative healthcare, but at the moment my particular interest is public banking. For example, it could restrict regulation of could restrict legislation that regulated banks. So, for example, sorry, I had a list here of things. previously, there have been. It could restrict capital controls. It could prohibit a Robin Hood tax on. You could tax the profits of if you put a little percentage tax on high-frequency program trading, for example, you would kill high-frequency program trading and you would make a lot of money for the state. I mean, there are many creative things that we can do to save the economy, but the TPP could prevent us from doing that. And one is setting up public banks, which is something that I think we need, state-owned banks like the Bank of North Dakota. And then GMOs, they could prevent GMOs from being from us either regulating or even knowing that GMOs are in our food. I think our health is being destroyed by toxins in the environment. Everything is always blamed on genetics, but it's not genetics. We're being exposed through the air, through the water, through the through our food to things that are making us sick, and we could be prevented from either knowing about those things or from regulating those things.
Mm-hmm.
Chemtrails are a big issue, and we don't even know that they exist. I mean, we're not allowed to know. It's all a big military secret. But the TPP could prevent us from, we the people might like to have some legislation exposing knowing what's in the what's being released from those jets and why they're doing it. But we could be blocked from, well, we're blocked from that anyway, I guess, because it's a military secret. But the TPP takes military, you know, takes these secrets even farther, where they allow big corporations to just get away with whatever they want to get away with.
Now, what do you think a big corporation is going to gain from this? So why are Apple and Nike and GE and all these people so pro this? What is this going to do for them and go against us?
Well, one thing, they'll get their labor cheap, and they can get labor standards lowered so that they can make more short-term corporate profits, which, of course, is in their interest, but it's not necessarily in the interest of our American labor.
Okay. I think that, I don't know. I think that I just have this feeling there's something really, really bad in there that they don't want us to know. And I just don't think that we have an idea. A lot of people are trying to guess, but I just don't think we know. Let me go to Myatt in New York. Myatt, you're on the air with Ellen Brown. Go ahead, please. Your question,
yes.
Myatt?
Yes. Good morning. I had some comments on this. First of all, it is really, really bad. I think that they're basically moving us for a type of enslavement, not new to Native Americans and the blacks and the people of color, but it's the net is widening. The fact of lack of transparency, where it's a document not made public, means that you can only speculate on what happened to supplements. Joyce, thanks for letting us know about the transition of Gwen Scott. But I recall her speaking of Codex Alimentarius. You don't think that that's going to be a part of it? I'd just like to make two last points. WikiLeaks has managed to get some of the documents so we can get some glimpses. And Lori Wallach of Public Citizen Global Trade Watch was on Amy Goodman earlier today. It's worth watching. It was a great show. She actually was listing the people who will basically, the advisors that will be in charge, and it's more than the usual suspects. It's the usual suspects that are oversighting themselves, and her basic comment on that was you couldn't make this up, and I'll listen to your response. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Myatt. Good call. And, yeah, Lori Wallach has done an amazing job on the subject of TPP, and I would love to see that interview. Thank you, Myatt. Any response you'd like to make to Myatt's comments?
Well, I agree that there is a push by someone, or maybe it's just a mentality, to basically turn us all into compliant workers, to not a particular race, as your caller said, but everyone, that we all are going to be subservient to these large multinational corporations. They're actually attempting to supersede government. The new government will be a government by big corporations, and they will determine what laws are passed, and they will prevent us from passing laws that protect the interests of the people, either their health or the environment or worker standards, etc. And there's, generally speaking, even when you can see that happening, there's just not much you can do about it, because we don't really live in a democracy anymore. We live in an oligarchy, which is controlled by big multinational corporations. They have much more power in Congress than the people do. There was a recent study, a Princeton study, well, it was last year, that found that we're living in an oligarchy, that the people's voice is no longer responded to by Congress. So the very fact that that the fast track went down yesterday, I think is a good sign. It shows that maybe the people have a little more influence than we think, and it's encouraging that if we get out there and really work, we can actually counteract some of this pro-corporate legislation.
Well,
but
the first thing we
have to do is to know about it. We have to know, like you say, we have to know what's in it and how it's going to harm us. And they're not making this even public, which the very fact that it's secret means that it has to be against our interests. If we all,
it is trouble.
if it was good for us, they would have made it all public and said, look what a great idea this is. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Question or comment for our guest today, Ellen Brown.
Hey, ladies. Just a quick thought for you. I'm not clear on when they're looking to get this PPP passed legally, for that matter, however that's done. But what I'm wondering is if there is such a correlation, what is the correlation between the PPP and what is known as, by most folks, as Jade Helm 15 and the military applications that are going on with that? Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Francis. Ellen, your comment?
Well, that's a good question. You probably know better than, or you might have more of an opinion than I do, but there are just many shady things going on that point to some sort of takeover by, you could call it government, but it seems to me that real government has been squeezed out. I mean, it's not our government. It's not government of the people, by the people, for the people. It's government by big corporate interests, including big military interests. In fact, the military is the biggest, the biggest corporate mm-hmm. interest we have, because it's all public-private.
It's of, by, and for the corporate entities. I just want to add, and I'm embarrassed to say this. I'm ashamed of myself to say this. But the train derailment that occurred yesterday evening around 7 p.m. Eastern Time, that train derailment, lo and behold, RT finds out, Russia Today finds out, that there was going to be an up or down vote today on whether or not to reduce Amtrak's funding, given the fact that now they're saying, oh, it was because of a horrible infrastructure problem that train derailed, and if we don't put the money into it, we're not going to be able to have good trains. And lo and behold, a train derails the night before the vote was to take place. I mean, this kind of stuff scares me, to think that there might be any connection between people that have no soul that try to get away with doing this kind of thing. I don't want to believe that. But this is, like, so coincidental. So, you know, the kinds of tactics that are used, whether it be non-transparency or this, it really makes me realize how deadly these people are in wanting to get done what they say.
Yeah, and if you want to get really conspiratorial, it may not even be people. I mean, are these human beings? Are they from somewhere else? I don't know. I just
oh my gosh! Now, thanks. I needed that. Yeah,
well,
that's another program right there.
But you do have to wonder, or have to think. I mean, how? I think one problem with Americans is that we're too trusting, because most Americans really are good people, well-meaning. I mean, people you know, your neighbors are all good people, and mm-hmm. so we just can't even believe that that things could be going on, that it looks to me like they really are going on. I just read an article on the California drought and the fact that geoengineering or chemtrails could be a factor in it. I mean, I just barely mentioned that, but it raised a whole firestorm of issues, and I wound up interviewing Dane Wigington on it. And, you know, so I got into this whole issue where I'm a little over my head. But there's so much going on that's so highly suspicious.
Yes.
The fact
yes.
that the jet stream for 4 years running it used to always, if you ever watch those weather maps, it always went to the south, like over Louisiana. I mean, it went from the Pacific Ocean across California and over to the south. And now it gets right to California, and then it goes north. It doesn't make mm-hmm. it inland. There's a wall of high pressure something that's preventing it from coming into California and dropping its rain. So it goes north over.
Yes.
Over. And so then you wonder why and what are they doing this for? Are they trying to starve us out of water so that they can get the water rights? Are they trying to make it unlivable here so they can buy up the land cheap? Are they doing it just because they want to experiment with controlling the weather? There was this thing called Owning the Weather in 2025, put out by the Air Force, I think, in 1999. And it's, you know, I mean, that's public information. They intended to own the weather by 2025. And their reasoning is that the tools are available to do it. So we, the American military, should be at the forefront. In other words, we've got to do it first to prevent others from doing it. It's kind of like saying we have to blow ourselves up first before somebody else does it.
Wow.
I mean, it's not a real
You're
logical.
Right. You are so right about that. That is terrible. You know, and one other thing I want to throw in is that CNN finally admitted the other day that with respect to that Mr. Simpson that did the Garland shooting in Texas, allegedly, that was going to go in and shoot up the place, the FBI had talked to him 332 times over the last 2 years. Now, you cannot tell me that they did not goad that guy into doing something. But, I mean, that just shows us that what we're hearing is a lie. It is phony as all get out, created, agendized stuff. Let's go to Rob in Minnesota. Rob, I'll hold you over. Go ahead, please. You're on with Ellen Brown.
Hello, Ellen. I got to meet with the Minneapolis Federal Reserve president a couple of weeks ago, and
wow.
I mentioned your name, and he knew who you were. So we had quite a long talk, and then toward the end of it, I mentioned, you know, the frack oil. We're in frack sand country, and so there's been a bust now that, you know, the price of oil has gone down, and so all the people that were doing the frack sand mining are hurting, and the rest of us are cheering because they're tearing up our beautiful area. But anyway, I mentioned to him that that the oil boom in North Dakota caused the Bank of North Dakota to have to make all these loans to build out the infrastructure, and now that the boom has gone bust, they're probably not servicing those loans. And I said this kind of seems like a way to break the Bank of North Dakota as a way of kind of, you know, killing that model so that other states don't look at it and try to emulate North Dakota, you know, having their own bank. I don't know if you have any comments on that or if you ever looked at
that. Before you go to that, go ahead. Oh, we got a break.
Okay.
Let me go to the break. And when we come back, I want to ask also, Rob, what was your purpose, if you don't mind telling me, in meeting with the head of the Federal Reserve? I'd like to know that. We'll be back with Ellen Brown. That's awesome that he knows who she is. She's making waves, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with Ellen Brown after this 3-minute break. Final segment coming up with Ellen. Stay tuned.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Attention. Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
So
I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Final segment with Ellen Brown today. Webofdebt.com. Webofdebt.com. Let's go back to Rob in Minnesota. Rob, before I go, well, no, go ahead and answer his question, if you don't mind, Ellen.
Well, I think that's a really interesting thought that it might. I mean, could they really trigger that intentionally to bring down the Bank of North Dakota? But I don't think it will bring down the Bank of North Dakota. First of all, only 20% of their loans involve oil. They purposely have diversified, and they had a huge reserve to start with before the oil boom didn't really hit in North Dakota until 2010, and already in 2008, North Dakota was the only state that escaped the credit crisis, or by spring of 2009. All the others had gone into the red except North Dakota, all the other states. So the Bank of North Dakota was there to keep them afloat, and I saw recently that the response of North Dakota is to the oil drop is to actually do more infrastructure than they were doing before, but they're doing infrastructure for other things and other types of businesses in order to encourage, you know, other forms of energy, agriculture, et cetera. So they've got the reserves and they're using them for the benefit of the state, unlike a private bank mm-hmm. that builds up its reserves for its own purposes, and the fact that the state might be ailing is none of their business, and they don't really care. And
okay, let me go back to Rob real quickly. Rob, what was your give me in like one sentence? What was your objective in meeting with the Federal Reserve head? Rob, are you there?
Plow the money back into the people. Plow the money back to the people instead of giving the banksters giant bonuses. How un-American!
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve president from Minneapolis, came to our city and spoke at the university.
Okay, we don't have much time. I just want to know, what was your purpose in meeting with him?
To just get out and let them know that there are people paying attention to what they're doing. And, I didn't get to ask in public. I had to do it one-on-one, and then a small group formed around me that kind of helped me because I don't get to talk a lot, and so I stutter on my words sometimes.
But you did awesome. I'm so proud of you, and you're a Power Hour listener. Rob, you go, guy. I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much for doing that. Let me go quickly to John in Ohio, final caller for Ellen Brown today. John, go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Yes, concerning Amtrak, that seems to be something that would be what the bankers don't want. And I think that too often we don't use the standard to what these real conspiracies are going to go after. It would be Amtrak because that helps the people. This libertarian idea is really funded by some of the biggest billionaires, the Koch brothers, and it's the same as the Wall Street bankers.
Okay, what libertarian idea? What libertarian idea?
The idea that we've got to cut back on all the social assistance programs for budget reasons. That's exactly
okay, but we're really not talking about that right now.
No,
did you
no,
have a question or comment for Ellen?
This is what I'm talking about, because the International Monetary Fund, the Wall Street banks, the World Bank are pushing this austerity from Greece to our country and around the world. And we have to understand, if you look up the not-so-spontaneous libertarian, you'll find out that the biggest bankers and the biggest billionaires are behind it, this Austrian school of cutting back on social assistance and the social infrastructure for the benefit of the banks and privatizing everything.
All right. Thank you very much, John, for the phone call. I wish we had time to get Ellen's response. Ellen, thank you so much for joining us today. Go to her website, webofdebt.com. I thank you very much for sharing your information with us today. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be following the TPP and let you know what happens. And stay in touch and give us information as you get it, too. Ellen, I would appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Joyce.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Tomorrow, Jack Blood will be taking over the show. And then Friday, I will be back. And Heaven only knows what we're going to be talking about. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to be talking to Dr. Agarwal from the University of MD Anderson and talking about spices, herbs, all kinds of good things for you in his book about spices. So have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. We love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you.